So the cool thing is that now it's all ready to be opened. So let's look, and without touching, what gender are these fish?
Female.
How do you, how can you tell?
Because there's eggs.
There's eggs. Exactly. All right.
Natural Resources interpreter Leah Eskelin slices into a female salmon with more than a dozen kids looking on. Dissecting a fish is one of many activities happening at the refuge this week, mostly aimed at the younger crowd. On Tuesday, they were way into the insides of a pair of salmon donated to the cause of science from a Department of Fish and Game Weir.
What is this big, dark organ?
The liver.
It's the largest organ in the fish's body.
Do we get to take it out?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to in order to reach the esophagus.
Is it the heart?
No, it's the liver.
That's the liver. Here's our esophagus that we're about to cut out.
Can we get to see the heart?
Yeah, of course we get to see the heart.
So there's our digestive system right there. Okay, so someone mentioned a heart. What does a heart look like in a fish? Who has a description of what that looks like?
Eskelin says there's a kind of path the week takes, starting with learning the basics of what a salmon is and how they're built.
Today is all about getting to know salmon and the ecology of fish here on the Kenai Peninsula. The rest of the week kind of moves towards the actual fishing of fish, how to cast with fishing reels, and then all the way through to how to process fish. And then we have dogs coming on Saturday talking about the use of fish here in our community for dog mushing.
So. And some of the cultural things, and a big part of before I even got into the dissection part was we respect the fish.
Yep.
And yeah, that was a huge part of it.
Yeah, it's a huge, that's, fish is part of our collective culture here, but there's also the culture from the Kenaitse Indian tribe and the Dene'ina people from the area. That is something that it's really important to take a moment and recognize that when we respect the resource comes back to us.
Yeah. And pass all that on to the next generation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it. But the inside, you see these little fingers?
Yeah.
Those, feel it.
Look at that.
Those are called gill rakers. And if the gills are being used...
Mm-hmm. And venom foods just get stuck in gill rakers instead of the gills?
Yep. And the gill rakers are all kind of...
The free activities at the Refuge Visitor Center continue through Saturday with dip netting for insects and a cultural presentation from the Kenaitse tribe, arts and craft activities, and lessons on how to can salmon. And you can find out more at 262-2820. In Kenai, I'm Shaywin Cochran.
Do fish sleep? Fish can sleep, but it's not like you and I. They don't have beds that they go and snuggle up in.